In this scene, I'm playing the stage manager, and I'm talking to Emily, who has recently died. You know as well as I do that the dead don't stay interested in us living people for very long. Gradually they lose hold of the earth, and the ambitions they had, and the pleasures they had, and the things they suffered, and the people they loved. They get weaned away from earth, that's how I put it. Weaned away. And they stay here while the earth part of them burns away, burns out. And all that time, they slowly get indifferent to what's going on here in Grover's Corners. They're waiting. They're waiting for something they feel is coming, something important and great. Aren't they waiting for the eternal part in them to come out clear?
I didn't realize. So all that was going on and we never noticed? Take me back, up the hill, to my grave. But first, wait. One more look. Goodbye. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, Grover's Corners. Mama and Papa. Goodbye to clocks ticking and Mama sunflowers and food and coffee. In new iron dresses, in hot baths, in sleeping, and waking up. Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it? Every minute?
No. The saints and poets, baby. They do some.
I'm ready to go back now.
What are some of the crucial elements that need to be in place to make a really effective play? And then what did Thornton Wilder do that just better than everybody else? I mean, the guy's amazing.
He is amazing. I have to say I had obviously read this play various times. I've seen this play, you know, produced on various stages around the country. And it's something I always wanted to direct. And the opportunity came up this fall because it's the 75th anniversary of this fantastic text. So, you know, I sort of plunged ahead thinking, well, this will be fun and won't this be great? I want to say that everything I thought about this play is true, but I have found so much more working on it. This truly is an American masterpiece. You know, you hear that bandied about, oh, Thornton Wilder, great author. But as you start to really dig into the script, it's like Shakespeare. It's immense. And there's just this world that swims underneath the text. That's why he's a great writer. He gives it to you all. He has a great structure, right? There's Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Very typical structure, and yet on the surface, Act 1 about daily life, Act 2, you know, love and marriage, Act 3, death. So, it has this obvious structure, but as you dig in deep, he's giving you the whole world in this play. It really has blown my mind working on this play with this cast.
You've had several leadership positions within the world of theater, including
yes.
National Endowment for the Arts Theater Administration Fellows, Executive Director of Theater Association of Pennsylvania, yes. North Carolina Arts Council Theater Arts Director. Well, I've got to ask, would you have approved this play for a grant, and what would have jumped off the page immediately?
Yes, I would approve this play for a grant.
Good answer.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What hit you right away? I mean, just from a director's standpoint or a playwright's perspective, pretend you're on that committee. You're trying to figure this one out.
It takes you in from the very beginning. There's not a moment wasted in this play. This is great writing. From the second the show opens and the stage manager, and it's the stage manager, that's the name of the character, the stage manager directly addresses the audience, you get the feeling that something really extraordinary and unusual is about to happen. Thornton Wilder breaks the fourth wall from the very top. Right, he's sort of playing with the audience, where you think you're coming, you're going to see a regular show, and suddenly the character is directly talking to you, the audience, directly talking to you. Talk about exciting theater. And when he first did this, this was extremely unusual and rare.
Damoni, I wanted to ask you your premiere experience on stage.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what sorts of stuff hits you in terms of this process as a first go at this crazy world of theater.
Yeah, it is my first time, so I've been a little nervous about it, but Miss June, she's been helping me out and stuff. And so I'm beginning to feel more comfortable with the character mm-hmm. as Emily, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Getting comfortable with the character is something I hear about, but I've never acted. How do you begin to do that?
Well, I just read through the play often and, like, create a character analysis of Emily. Like, what does she want? Like, what is her goal throughout the play and all that stuff?
What kind of person is Emily?
Emily, she's a young girl. She's smart in school. She's very popular. She's nice. She's sweet. People tend to like her. And she's headstrong at times.
You've lived in the West, the Midwest, the South, the Deep South. What kind of perspective does that give you just in life? And maybe does it translate into theater?
Yes, it does. It shows me, like, the different aspects of diversity. I'm able to have a diverse view on a lot of different people.
Tommy, I wanted to ask you about Fly By Night. Tell me about the group and what do you do there?
Fly By Night is a theater company in Greensboro. It's devoted 100% to doing new work from all around. We do try to focus in on Triad and North Carolina writers for the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm the resident playwright there, and I'm also the literary manager. I choose plays, and we help develop the plays. We work with the playwrights to help develop them for production.
Okay. Well, I'll throw the same question to you that I threw to June. I mean, if you're reviewing new plays, since that's your focus, and suddenly Our Town comes across your lap, what do you think would jump off the page at you? Or maybe not. Would you have thrown it in the round file?
Well, we would have told Mr. Wilder that the play needs more explosions. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's great.
No, it's a wonderful play. I mean, you know, unfortunately, the way that the play gets done, they try to preserve a lot of the quaintness of it and the old-fashioned nature of it, and I think that that's a mistake. There's something revolutionary about the play in the way that it deals with the audience, in the way that it deals with time, in the way that it deals with character, and this is something that we've tried to address with our production of it. This is a non-standard production of this play. Our Town was actually the very first paid acting gig I ever had in my life when I was 15, and I played George Gibbs. It was a very different production from what we're doing now.
Wow. Well, I want to find out more about this production. I mean, there's your all's take on this, but at the time, I understand that he was growing dissatisfied with the way theater had been going. He was kind of progressive in that sense as well. He's quoted here as saying, "I felt that something had gone wrong. I began to feel that the theater was not only inadequate, it was evasive." What did he mean by that?
I don't think Wilder wanted this play to be pretty pretty. I think he really wanted it to tear at people's guts and have them reflect on the human condition. You know, and over the years, I think, you know, as Tommy's referred to, it's become this very sort of pretty veneer-like show.
Nostalgic look back.
Nostalgic look back. And there's, of course, certainly there's nothing wrong with that. And it's lovely and it still works for the play. But I don't think that was Wilder's intention. Hmm. I think he really wanted to shake people up and reach down into their gut. And we're attempting to do that with this show. We're attempting to go back to what I truly believe was his original impulse.
Got to ask, though, as a follow-up, what makes you think that? Was it mm-hmm. the looming World War II on the horizon? Is he concerned about
this
it?
This is a Depression-era piece. There's no doubt about it. You know, when you think about when it premiered in 1938. I mean, this is America's still in a depression. And yes, the war is on the horizon. So there's a dark element that does, you know, undercurrent through the play, and we have put that back into our production. So and let's be blunt, the times are not too dissimilar now, are they? Of course, I don't know about big wars looming, but certainly I think, you know, we're in a time where people are struggling with some things, and the economy certainly has been a challenge for a lot of folks. So the conditions are not too different from when Wilder wrote this play.
So how do you do it? How do you get at these undercurrents without not distorting, but changing the trajectory of the story?
I had this vision. I know this sounds so wild, but really, as I was reading this play about a year ago, I saw this image in my head of a kind of post-Katrina community that was struggling to get back on its feet. And once I saw that, it's like I had this feeling that it all clicked for me. I mean, that's our town today. That's a lot of towns in America, you know, struggling to stay on track, struggling for their residents, you know, the community folks to make a living, to survive. And so it just hit home that this is how our town needs to be done today. Mm. So we've developed a, and Matthew Emerson is our set designer. He's done a terrific job. We have almost an industrial looking set. You know, it looks like how, you know, parts of houses are blown off. It's a scaffolding look with a lot of earth that has been exposed, with road signs that have spilled onto the ground and covered gardens and part of people's homes. So you come into this setting and it's not the pretty fictional 1903 or whatever, our town. It's kind of some America of today.
So how does a stage manager then take that set, that look, and bring it into the production?
Instead of using the stage manager just as a narrator, which is the way that he's usually used, he's coming from the audience at the beginning, wandering in and touching each one of these people individually, everybody that's on stage, functioning kind of as a I've been thinking of him as like a modern urban shaman.
Physically touching them?
Physically touching them. The way that we're approaching this production is that it's a play within a play, and you have all of these sort of disenfranchised people who are in a state of loss. And we're using the play to have them regather their identity.
Is it a construction zone? We're talking about industrial. What exactly?
Yeah,
I'm trying to visualize it in my head.
It's a town that's under construction because a lot of it blew away.
Just a quick summary of the play itself, a little synopsis.
Let's do it together.
Okay. So, start us off, Tom, because it's brief, but it's action-packed in terms of the intensity of it. Mm-hmm. And you could get at it from the beginning.
Well, on its surface, the play is about the first act of the play, which is the longest act, is looking at daily life in this town, Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, at the turn of the 20th century. And you're focusing in on two families in particular, the Gibbs family and the Webb family, and a burgeoning love affair between George Gibbs and Emily Webb. When you move into the second act, you're watching these two people fall in love and get married and start to build this life together. And the third act, the final act, you see that Emily has died. What happens throughout this play, though, is you'll see a little bit of action happen, and then the stage manager will swoop in and have a dialogue with the audience that forces them to confront these little small moments. In many cases, they're moments that we would ignore in everyday life. So we're putting these little tiny moments under the microscope and looking at them in a broader scope. Mm-hmm. And all of this is geared towards Emily's character, trying to get her to make this realization about human beings living life and appreciating life for what it is.
I mean, it's a play about the circle of life. And the circle of life, both in its most small, narrow sense, and the circle of life in the largest universal sense. That's why this is a great play.
Well, set-wise, production-wise, we've got an element that's certainly different from the premiere of this. How else are you approaching this differently than the original?
Well, you know, I really did want this, our town, to be very representative of our community, of the Triad community. And so I really carefully cast this play with what I consider to be in a very, very diverse cast. And just even in terms of age range, everything from, 12 years to 75-year-olds, in terms of race diversity, education background diversity. We have even a young individual who's a refugee from Chad. So it was really important to me that our cast represents this community.
Why?
Because I think that's what our town is about. Mm. It is a universal story.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message that Wilder certainly was trying to portray, and I'd like to honor that message.